Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi. You are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle, part of the Dog Days Podcasting Challenge, a challenge of the month of August, where podcasters attempt to do a podcast a day, and listeners try to keep up. And this is the first day I've fallen behind because we're at Dragon Con, and it was rather difficult. And I'm actually seeing some of the people face-to-face that we would normally listen to, so it was a lot more fun. I'll catch up with the leftovers. This is the leftovers of the Dog Days of Podcasting this weekend. Probably on the plane ride home, if I'm still conscious on Monday. So, Thursday was a wonderful day, and my theme for the month of August has been a family phrase, word, story that I like to share from my childhood that means something to my brothers and sisters and me, so that when you listen to it, we become family. And we can share these stories. I was going to save this one for tomorrow night, but I am working on something different for tomorrow night. I was inspired today as I was trying to fall asleep, but I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. All right, I let the cat out of the bag to a couple of you, but by the time you hear it, you already know it. Getting around to the story, the word for tonight is Julie. This is my sister, Julie. My sister Julie was born in 1958, second of the nine children, and we had three girls, Suzette, Julie, and Marilyn, whom we called Mimi, then my brother Richard, who we call Rico, Vincent, was known as Vince, me, Charles, known as Chuck. There was a three-year gap between my brother Vince and me, and my younger sister Martha, whom we call Marty, and then the twins Paul and Audrey. Well, Julie was born in 58, so she was 7 years older than me. And it's amazing how much older your brothers and sisters seem when you're small. The difference between 5 and 12 is a long way. But then, of course, when you get to be 17, 17 to 24 is not that much older. Julie was very musically inclined. She played piano very, very well. She was probably the best piano player of all of us. We were all exposed to so a little bit of music, whether it was the piano or some instrument at school, and she was the one who took to it the most. I remember going to her recitals. I remember going to a number of things. She was in drama in high school, and we saw a number of her plays, and she got a scholarship to college. She went to, what was the name of it? Oakland University in the Detroit area. I think that's the name of it. And she had been going there a number of years. We did go downstate from Marquette, Michigan to the Detroit area to see her perform. And she's very, very good. She also competed in beauty pageants. She was Miss Marquette County in 1976, I believe, and then went to the Miss Michigan pageant. And I believe she won the talent there. She won the swimsuit competition, which was amazing because in 1976, she was also in a fire, which she was partially burned on her back. And she healed up very, very well from that, enough to win the swimsuit competition. It was a 4th of July boat parade. The boat caught fire. And we were not on the same boat as she was. She was on a friend's boat that caught fire. The second time she won Miss Superior Land, which was the whole Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So I don't know why we decided to go from county by county. There's only 15 counties in the Upper Peninsula. I remember that because I had to learn that in seventh grade social studies and name them all and put them on the map. She won Miss Superior Land. Also, again, went to the Miss Michigan competition, placed there, won talent for piano and singing, I believe, the second time. But did not win. I think she was one of the runner-ups in the finalists. But again, I was young, wasn't paying complete attention to the details. And she continued on with her college degree until 1982, when she was in a car accident and passed away. It was very tragic. My parents went down to be with her and took care of arrangements. She is buried in Marquette, Michigan. We make a point to stop by the cemetery and see her when we're in town. And my honor to her, thanks to my wife, is that we named our daughter Julie after her. And we had asked my parents before she was born. We said, look, if we have a girl, would it be okay if we named her Julie in honor of my sister? And they said yes. And I was very pleased. So now that my daughter Julie is grown and married, I've never compared her, but she is every bit as beautiful, every bit as talented in her own way. And I miss her very much. Miss Melissa had a script and she was able to get through this. And I thought I was going to be able to get through it. But I guess not. So, that's my sister, Julie. I hope you found this informative. Probably not too entertaining. A bit emotional. I appreciate listening. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Bye.